already, you got 50 million on there, then.
Yes?
Chairman Heller.
Walter.
On 9-2.
Walter.
I thought you told me we're going to have the damnedest economy we ever had if we had a tax cut.
That's right.
Well, they just got 92 billion receipts here. I thought it'd be 94 or 5.
Well, I can't.
Hell, you had nearly 90 last year.
Well, but you're not going to do it. But, Mr. President, you aren't going to do this overnight.
No, I'm going to do it the whole year, but we're going to have we got business confidence, we got everybody wanting to invest, we're going to have them going into Latin America. They're already lining up and trying to get position in the line. We got the businessmen that advisory council voted the other day after they saw you in here and heard you on television and met me. They voted 90-2 to support us. Only two men that said they wouldn't support the Democratic ticket.
Yeah.
That's what Sidney Weinberg said last night, and said he'd raise the money for the campaign. So I want you to look at that and talk to Treasury. I'm going to have to get my estimates up here, and I don't want to be too low on my estimates on what we're going to do with these receipts if we get a tax bill.
Yeah, well, I think that...
I'd rather be on the high side like every president has from Hoover. I'd rather say they're going to be 94 and have 93 than say they're 92 and have 93.
Right. Agreed.
Now you talk to Treasury and see what your estimates look like, and I want this deficit just as low as I can, and my estimate is the news story. And I don't mind being a little optimistic. Well, I'm an optimist by nature.
Well, I don't
want to be too much of an exaggerator, but
yeah,
I sure want to be optimistic, and I want to assume that things are going well, and I believe they are, and I believe business is pretty safe in this country, and labor too. And
let me just say,
incidentally, I don't think they invited you. Did they invite you to the State of the Union thing today?
Yes, they did.
I sure want you to get up
right.
Some good, sharp, imaginative stuff. Now they tell me poverty's got to go out because y'all haven't got any good program.
Oh, now you've got to hear us out on that.
I'm not going to do it unless you've got something that'll satisfy Tom Girdley. I want something that stand up.
We're going to discuss it with Ted right now.
Well, what are you going to do? I don't want any of these boondoggles now.
Well,
that's what they're looking for.
Well, I'm sure they are.
I'm an ONYA man, and I had the best record of any administrator in the nation, according to Aubrey Williams. But he fussed with me because I put a little steel in some statewide roadside parks, but I've got 4,600 of them down there now.
That's right.
And they're still lasting, and I got a dollar to show for every dollar I spent. And I had 90% of it was labor,
right.
10% was material. But somebody's got to find projects of that type. I'm not going to spend it out here now on... where it's all going for steel, or where it's all just going down the drain and having some...
Well, as a matter of fact, the criticism, more than anything else, I think, has been that we haven't put enough of it into brick and mortar. What we're trying to do is put it into people.
That's good. Well, that's what I'm for.
And
how are you doing it to avoid leaf raking?
Well, we're doing it through the education, health programs, and incidentally, trying to bring the states and localities in it so that they do their share.
That's good. All right, okay. You go and get me a good, solid program that Harry Byrd will look upon with pleasure, and I'll approve it.
Boy, you're setting a tough standard.
You come in here with some fresh ideas, too, this afternoon on two pages. You got to where you write along memos, Wiesner, now. An Orville Freeman, and I can't read them. You just get me not over two pages, short sentences, short paragraphs, and let's have something good for this State of the Union that Galbraith won't be giving us hell and saying that Johnson's not forward-looking enough. You did a good job on that. You sure cleaned
that up.
You did.
Yeah, I
haven't seen you. I want you on some programs during Christmas. You talk to Face the Nation and tell them what a good year we're going to have.
I just gave the Linton, the store broadcasting, just finished an end-of-the-year broadcast for them. Very optimistic, so on, confident, and I think with good reason. But
compliment labor a good deal for being decent and appeal to their patriotism and for not raising wages, and say that every time you read of a price increase, you don't want to indict the fella, but you just wonder why he thought about his country before he made it. And he couldn't sharpen his, cut his profit just a little, because when they're making, when their profits jump 37.5%, they ought to let them absorb a little less price increase.
Exactly.
Now do some of that. Have you talked to ABC? Have they asked you to appear lately?
I haven't been on Issues and Answers for about a year and a half.
Why don't you, haven't you got a publicity man?
No, we're too small and too lean.
Hell, you are.
I'm not kidding.
We've got 50-odd people.
No, we've got 38.
Well,
we were trying to get it to 40, you remember?
Well, that's...
We're willing to.
We have 37 of them and know how to get publicity. So you go over there and get the ABC and tell them that you're ready on some good stuff on the year-end budget and on the next year one. And you just tell them that we're cutting out archaic, out-of-date installations, teaching boys to fly, and we don't need them flying. We're going to use missiles.
Right.
And we're not going to make more atomic bombs than we need, because that makes Russia make more. And besides, we don't want to operate a WPA project for atomic bombs.
Couldn't
and we may more. Lose 300. We may lose 300 workers, but we'll put them to work on poverty. And that we're going to have the tightest budget that anybody's had and since your knowledge, but it's going to be full for human need.
Well, that's what we have
and
to get across.
Just call them and tell them the only way you can get human needs money is squeeze it out of these wastes.
Right.
That's what we're doing.
Well, that's...
Get over and tell them you want a year-end statement on CBS or ABC, and I'll tell Walter Jenkins to get you on, too.
All right. I just did the CBS. I think the ABC would be good.
Was that Face the Nation?
Face the Nation is the one I did last week.
When did you do today?
Today I did about 2 weeks ago. So that was NBC. So ABC is the one that's missing.
Well, you just get ready, and I'll get you on some television. And you just,
okay.
You brag on the economy and brag on us, and let's have a good year, and let's have people feeling optimistic. That's a good deal of it.
I got
a lot of this old populist doctrine in me. I believe in.
But Mr. President, you know, we've got to avoid the thing that I ran into the other day with my substitute for a cab driver, namely the White House driver. He said, I get a little worried. He said President Kennedy was creating jobs, and he says I'm afraid that President Johnson is fixing to destroy jobs. And I said, well, you've got to understand this. But you know, that's something
Ask him what he thinks coming out of this market that's gone up and these people are making.
Mr. President, I don't have any trouble answering him, but I don't want that impression to get abroad in the land.
Well, that's why I want you on the television.
Right.
Here, we approved one project yesterday. Just give this as an illustration. It's $100 million. We're spending $1 billion on the development of a great river and cheap navigation. And we've got 30 or 40 new plants that are ready to go in there just as soon as we can finish that thing. And every one of them are going to hire from 1 to 1,000 people.
Yeah. Well,
we're going to lose 300 to make an atomic bomb, but we'll have 3,000 doing something else.
Yeah, good. That's
okay.
Righto. Thank you.
Now, you get a hold of Treasury and call me back on this estimate. I want a good receipt.
All right.
And I know Dillon's gone, but you just argue with him. I think it ought to be, if I were guessing,
I
guess it'd be 93.2 or something. But they want to get it down to 92 or something, and you just see what we can get the receipts optimistically, and I'll get you a tax bill.
Okay.
Bye.
All right. Thank you.